Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of Federal and just around the world. This is Radio Biafra live presentation on this day, the 23rd of March 2016. We are live, we are direct. God Almighty is in charge. We are not hesitating, of course, inviting Him, the author and finisher of our lives. He who sees in the secret and in the open, the author and finisher of Biafra Restoration Project, to us always come and take charge and control and direct the affairs of this evening, that everything we do, our conduct, our thoughts, actions, and words, will be geared towards accomplishing the work, which is to preach the good news of Biafra. And may these words go forth to touch hearts and minds of men and women and children of goodwill and of good conscience around the world, that they will begin to attune themselves more than ever before to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We ask you, Tuku Okike Abiama, God Almighty, to come and take charge, to come and continue to protect your people, the people of Biafra, who are at the verge of extinction, who are on the edge, who have been singled out for total destruction and extermination. We ask you to continue to contend with those who contend with us. We ask you to continue to contend with those who contend with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Continue to envelop him, your servant Nnamdi Kanu, with thy presence, that the evil one will have no upper hand against him, and that in the end, total victory, total liberation will be for him and for the Biafra and Biafran people and the entire Biafra land. Where we praise you in the land of our ancestors. That land is the land of Biafra. As you do this for us, may your name be glorified in our world, see your marvelous deeds, and come to realize the fact that without you, no man, no woman can do anything. To this we say amen and amen. He say, my name is Uchemefo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and from Ambate in Demi Biafra land. We are welcoming you, eminent Biafrans, from wherever you are listening, from east to west, from north to south, from the four corners of this planet Earth. We are asking you to come prepared to help make this program this evening a worldwide one, and that we will in the end achieve the aim of preaching this good news, that the ends of the earth will bear witness. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite platforms, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are also on a shortwave platform. The frequency, of course, is 11600 kHz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kHz on 25 meter band shortwave. You can also access this on any mobile device that has shortwave band. We are on a technology called Call to Listen, and with this, you must have mobile phone and you must have credit in your phone. It is not free for avoidance of doubt. You must be charged, and the charge is at a local rate. Depending on their location, if you are in Biafraland, we have numbers for Biafraland. If you are in United Kingdom, we have numbers for United Kingdom. If you are in United States of America, we have numbers for United States of America. And all those who are, of course, very much acquainted with this particular method and this platform know what to do. We have our Radio Biafra app, which is an alternative to circumventing the monstrous plan by the Nigerian establishment, by the Hausa Fulanis, to stop the good news of Biafra from being preached. We are asking you to make use of it. We are asking you to download these Radio Biafra apps on your mobile devices. And from this, you will be able to access Radio Biafra website. You will be able to access all important news around Biafra. As you do this, be well informed that you are on a very solid platform. And we do not intend to prevaricate. We do not intend to surrender until Biafra is restored and beyond. It is either we are in or we are out. There is no second chance. There is no second option. We don't have option even to start with. It is either Biafra or death. It is either Biafra or nothing. That is how it is. And that is why a lot of people hate us. That is why they are trying, fighting to the neck to make sure that the Biafra Restoration Project is not seen to its logical conclusion. And we are saying that it is not going to happen. As we can see, they have been trying, they have been plotting. Buhari and his agents in Biafra land have been trying. And he is at the moment realizing the fact that he is fighting God Almighty himself. And we need not worry, because those who are with God are with majority. Buhari is fighting the spirit of God Almighty. And we are going to see how far he goes. The number to call when our lines are opened is +447 405 961 46 +447 405 961 46. We also have number for principal officers of state, which of course is not subject for to announcement on this platform. It has been distributed, and I hope that the channels to which we distributed it is all functioning. We have our Skype ID as well, through which you can contact us and make a contribution in this program. It is Radio Biafra 6. Radio Biafra 6, Radio Biafra, all one word, and then the number 6 in front of it. With this, you will be able to get to participating in this program. But one thing is clear here. We want everybody to appreciate that only one person can speak at a time, and therefore, if you call for the first time and you are not, you don't have gain access, then do not lose hope. That is how it is. And those who are calling, when they call, they leave the radio on. It is not acceptable. It is not something that is should be associated with us, because this is a live broadcast and the world is listening. If you call and your call is taken, you must have to begin to talk via the device through which you call, either from your mobile phone or from iPad or whatever the device you're using is. This is an advance warning. It is not proper that when you call, I will be hearing my voice and you'll be hearing your voice as well on the radio. It is disruptive and unacceptable. It shows that we are not organized. Once again, this is a live broadcast, not a recorded one. Welcome to this unemployment edition of the program. We'll be back in a minute.
There is nowhere this very minute that somebody is not listening to Radio Biafra. That is why we have a very extensive reach. That is why we are formidable. That is why we get things done when we want to do that. That is why we have superior reasoning, superior argument, and that is why ultimately we prevail. There may be problems along the way. It doesn't matter how insurmountable it may seem, but eventually, ultimately, we overcome. because we are the children of the light. We represent progress. We represent continuity of truth. We represent the irreducibility of righteousness. And we represent the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. Everything possible will be done to disrupt our flow. Everything humanly possible will be done to interrupt. But are we resilient? Are we resolute? Are we determined? Are we indefatigable? The answer to all those is yes. Because we don't stop. Our enemies will get tired. Our enemies may falter, but we don't. We remain resolute. We remain determined. We remain focused on this ultimate prize. And that prize is how we are going to restore God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. That very place is Biafra. Some people don't understand what Biafra means. Some people don't appreciate what Biafra stands for. Some people cannot quite begin to comprehend the importance of serving Chukwu Abiama through Biafra. Some people don't yet realize that without Biafra, they are finished. It doesn't matter where you are. Without Biafra, you are not a human being. You are an animal in the zoological republic called Nigeria, created by the white man. There were some children arguing this afternoon, and I asked them a question. Who created the zoo called Nigeria? Do you know they couldn't answer? I am sure they are pondering what every other person is pondering at this point in time. Who created Nigeria? For people supposedly from a part of the world that is thousands, if not millions of years old, I am asking, who created the zoo called Nigeria? Therein lies the answer to all your problems. Because when started the beginning, from inception of the zoo, the foundation for self-destruction was sown. Who created Nigeria? That is the question. Any day you can come up with the answer, and in the process of coming up with the answer, you begin to look at the mess the people that are called Nigerians are in, you will understand how hopeless your situation is. You will understand that the zoo was designed to self-destruct. A white man came to Africa and created a country and said, you, from today, you are Nigerians. Every animal jumped up. Yay, we are Nigerians. Because you are baboons and monkeys. I asked them again a very simple question, because my questions are not difficult. Can you tell me the rationale behind the notion of having a part of Badagry, Yoruba land? One part is in Niger. No, in Benin Republic, French. One part is in English. Can you please rationalize what is behind the partitioning of a people? Why is it that somebody from the Badagry side of the zoo called Nigeria will now travel all the way to Eket and say to somebody from Eket, oh, we are brothers and sisters. Whereas over you share the same drinking hole with somebody on the other side or called Benin Republic. Somebody needs to explain this to me, and I will try to clarify it once again. Can you please tell me why somebody from Badagry, Lagos, will travel all the way from Badagry to come to Munnochi and find a relative who doesn't speak the same language, who doesn't eat the same food, who doesn't dress the same way, who doesn't know the same God? Yoruba man, having abandoned the same Badagry person that speaks Yoruba, eats amala, that eats food with oil all the time, stew on top of it. There are women tie one piece wrapper. You leave somebody who speaks Yoruba, who does everything that you do, you run all the way to Munnochi to go come and look for your fellow Nigerian. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense to people. These are the questions I ask Nigerians and they cannot answer. Because any day you open your mouth and say, actually, we were created by Frederick Lugard, that day, as the words are coming out of your mouth, you begin to repent immediately. You see a different person begin to emerge. Whenever you want to debate with a monkey from the zoo called a Nigerian, please compel them to tell you how they were created. As soon as it comes out of their mouth, once they confess their sins, it was Frederick Lugard that created Nigeria. Before they finish it, you watch, look at their eyes very well. Something different happens to them. They come to their senses. They are like people who have been on drugs for a very long time. All of a sudden, by merely uttering the word of their creator, their God, Frederick Lugard, they change immediately. They acquire common sense and the capacity to reason. And then you have won the debate. Very simple. Don't discuss with baboons. Just tell them, can you tell me, if you want to humiliate them, tell them, just ask them, can you tell me where this Frederick Lugard, where does he come from? And then, once they say he's a white man from Britain, you finish them off by asking them, are you therefore telling me that it is proper for a white man to come from Scotland to come down to this place and to create a country? Then he's finished. If you want to bury him, you go further and say to him, can you tell me who created Yoruba land? Can you tell me who created Hausa or Fulani? I mean, which event created Fulani people or Hausa people or Yoruba people? You cannot trace it, you see. Because the emergence of a nation is an organic process. People begin to coalesce around one culture, one value system for hundreds of years as a nation and as a people. Did the zoo go through that? The answer is no. And I'm waiting for them. Those that will jump to America, I will flatten them. Because we are learned. America was simply operating a Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian value system, which was prevalent in Europe. It was designed by Europeans, executed by Europeans. That is the American model. Therefore, what they practice is essentially European, as simple as that. A modified version of the republicanism you have in France. Very neat and simple. So every avenue is covered in case you are tempted to ask silly questions. Because here, you see, we happen to be educated. Not my fault that we're educated. This is Radio Bia. I ask them again, those of you jumping up and down from Ugwawasa, I'm a Nigerian. What did your own father say about the zoo, Nigeria? What did Ahmadu Bello say? Is it Bello? Ahmadu Bello or whatever his name is? What did Ahmadu Bello say? I keep saying Bello, I don't know why. Maybe that's his proper name. What did Ahmadu Bello say? The Sadwana of Sokoto about one Nigeria. I am going too far. What did Gowon say about the zoo, Nigeria, in 1966? Gowon opened his mouth and said, I don't know why I cannot interview these people. I don't know why, honestly. If I meet Gowon, I will ask him, what led you to declare that the basis for unity in Nigeria doesn't exist? Then after 48 hours, you change your mind to go to war with Biafra. Can you tell me? Because when people come to Radio Biafra, they become educated. They understand what is happening. When you come here and listen, you will learn. Why are we asking you not to vote? We are asking you not to vote that Biafra may come. But of course, people will refer to the traitor of our time, the criminal of this very age, the Ifajuna of our period, Wazuriche, and say, he said, we shouldn't participate in census. Don't you know that Chukwu Abiyama is great? Even in his evil, Chukwu Abiyama cannot show him the light. The thing to boycott is election. You don't boycott census. Census is irrelevant, of course. But there is a very massive difference. Now we are now educating the monkeys in the zoo, so you understand this. They say, I insult people. Why? You are an animal. Why won't I insult you? You want to go see? Why would I not? because you are pretending to be something that you're not, and I hate pretentious people. You are an animal pretending you're a human being. I can't respect you unless you reason like a human being. What you boycott is election. Election and census are not the same. You see, election is very unique because election involves giving people the consent to make decisions and laws on your behalf. In other words, mandate. I am giving you the permission to enact laws and implement them on my behalf. That is the difference. Census is just counting people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It doesn't matter. Even if everybody turned out for census, are you people not living in Sokoto, in Zamfara, in Maiduguri, in London? Are you not living in New York? Are you not living in Germany? It doesn't matter. You are scattered all over the world. Scattered all over the world. You are not in your villages. So it doesn't really matter anyway. It doesn't matter. These are the things you need to know. These are the things you need to learn. Unless you insist that if you're a resident in Kano, that you are counted as a Biafran in Kano, then it makes sense to me. Or else everything else is rubbish. You don't compare like with like. That is your problem sometimes. Election is different from census because census involves the surrendering of your mandate. To surrender your mandate. To become a human being living in a civilized society. That is something that you need to appreciate. That is something that you need to learn. What is the market now? As you know, everybody goes into the market to import rapper. That is the way we are. They have seen that they cannot be able to meet our very high standards. These people will pursue the way. They will go and try and create things to confuse you. If you allow yourself to be confused, that is your business. We are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. We don't add anything to it. No society, no community, no, just indigenous people of Biafra. That's all. In our respective areas around the world, we hold family meetings. That is why we call it. People must understand we are grounded in what we are doing. They are called family meetings because we would not rise up one day and start kidnapping you, as Owazirika is doing. We will not rise up one day and our man will phone somebody who's the freedom fighter and say, this man is causing us problems. Go and kidnap him. He will send mass up members and they will run and kidnap somebody. Am I lying? If I'm challenged, I will name people that you kidnapped, even many more. Where you kidnapped them and on what date? I can tell you that. These are freedom fighters. And you know, anytime an Igbo man dabbles into something, you have difficulties. You know, we've never done freedom fighting before. Chukwu Abiyama fought our battles for us. Now our time has come. Because we abandoned Chukwu Abiyama and embraced Arusini Nedi Chiche, both local and international. Local Arusi and international Arusi as well. We are God-fearing people. When we came to Biafra land, we met those called the people of the forest, the Bijango people. I'm now telling you about history. We met the Bijango people, who are the people of the forest today. They are only found in Guinea. They are original to Biafra land. We traveled and we came as travelers. We kept migrating until the ocean stopped us. Those people, they had conduits. Those people, they were idol worshippers. And our people intermarried with them. Exactly what you're doing today with the Yoruba people and ours. Exactly, you've done that before. And then we imbibed some of their rather heinous cultures and traditions. That is how you have a man and all the rest of it. They are not original to the children of God. The reason why you are created is to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty, nothing more, nothing less. Anything you are doing that doesn't give glory to heaven is not worth doing. That is who you are. Therefore, the Arusi you have, both the local one and the one the white man brought you with the Bible, they are all Arusi. Arusi Kobo. The only way to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty is not to face anything made with hand. You worship heaven, you worship this very earth. Because as the Ezeri said once and told the white man, everything around you is creation. Everything around you is the manifestation of the presence of the Most High God amongst men.
Radio Biafra Live presentation. Of course, I paused a while for one reason and a genuine one indeed, to bring to the entire universe, to the entire Biafran families around the world, the voice of the enigma of our time, the colossus, the Iroko, Nnamdi Kanu, who of course has continuously and up till this moment remained fearless, remained courageous before his oppressors, and has tenaciously defended the ideal of freedom that we have so much cherished. Nnamdi Kanu remains the icon and the arrowhead of the global IPOB families around the world. I am urging every Biafran to stand up, shoulder to shoulder with him, to help him, to support him all the way through. The Biafra Restoration Project, which God Almighty Himself has ordained, will be seen to its logical conclusion, despite the obstacles on the way, despite the machinations of the evil one, despite the House of Fulani murderous agents in Biafraland, led by Buhari, paid by Buhari, sponsored by Buhari, and indeed being carried out by nefarious individuals, unscrupulous elements that God will punish in Biafraland. The answer, Biafra names, but they are indeed not for Biafra. They are not there from another planet. They have a different blood in their DNA, in their system. Their DNA is not that of Biafrans. And we are asking every Biafran to remain resolute, because the journey has just begun. Do you know why Nnamdi remain ever refreshing icon and profile in our memory? Because there is nobody like him. After him, nobody will be like him. He is a rare breed. And that is the reason why we must embrace the message that he is preaching, the message that God Almighty has given to him. The most important thing is that even our detractors these days, even our oppressors these days, are beginning to acknowledge the fact that Biafra is in existence. Before, they said, oh, these people are miscreants, oh, these people are criminals, and they should be dealt with by all means. And the goal of Biafra Restoration is that that inheritance of ours that was wrongly robbed us, and for which effort, conscious effort, we are made to wipe it out of the world map, to wipe it or betrayed it from the internet. that our inheritance to which effort was made, that its history will never, that her history will never be taught in our schools, in tertiary institutions, in educational centers around the world. It's today being talked about. They are talking about Biafra. And you know what? It doesn't matter how they are talking about it. It doesn't matter how they feel. It doesn't matter whether they are talking for or against Biafra. The most important thing is that they are talking about Biafra. Don't you see that we are winning that argument? Don't you see that God Almighty Chukwu Okike is in charge? Don't you see that victory is near? They may mutilate the flesh, they may torture the flesh, they may kill the flesh, they may massacre us. But the most important thing is that in the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. That is the ultimate goal. And that in next 100 years to come, in several decades to come, the world may look back and say, yes, there was a time when there was in existence a group of Biafrans who stood and defended tenaciously the ideal of freedom that they so much cherished. That freedom is liberation. That liberation is for the emancipation of Biafran and Biafran people. Let us all rise in unison and stand shoulder to shoulder with our leader Nnamdi Kanu. It doesn't matter what the enemies are doing. There are so many Nnamdi Kanus around. But the most important thing, a single message to Buhari, is that he cannot defeat God Almighty. The reason why we are different, the reason why we are a rare breed of humans, is that we are sent. God Almighty has sent us. The only difference, on the other hand, is that they on the other side, on the opposite side, are not sent. That is why they will continue to falter. That is why they will continue to scamper for safety anytime Biafra is mentioned. Because Biafra stands for truth. It stands for freedom. It stands for equity. It stands against injustice. That is why this freedom, we are fighting for this freedom. We are looking for this ideal of freedom, the brand of freedom we stand for. It's not just for Biafrans alone, but for all mankind who are still under the yoke of slavery and servitude, who are still being marginalized, who are still being politically disenfranchised, who are still being economically emaciated and emasculated, who are being hunted like animals wherever they are, and who indeed do not have voices to speak, to stand up. Biafra remains a beacon of hope for this group of people. And that is why the quest for the restoration of Biafra is a global effort. And we are asking every man and woman of goodwill to stand up and support this initiative. We salute the courage of our heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that may have our freedom and who are still paying this ultimate price. Without them, we won't be talking about Biafra. That is why it is nonsensical. That is why it is unfathomable. That is why nobody should listen to anybody that says, oh, Biafra is dead and buried. That is why we cannot, and we always regard as enemies and obstacles to Biafra restoration, those who are suggesting to us that somehow we need to jettison this name Biafra. Somehow there is a way of doing it. We have to use another name and somehow go around so that at some point we will now tell them we are Biafrans. For us here, there is no middle ground. There is no way of doing it. There is no other way of doing it. It is either Biafra or nothing. It is either you are on this platform or you are not. There is no second chance. There is no middle ground. Biafra must be restored, irrespective of whoever is involved. It is either that we are in here or we are out of this platform. It doesn't matter how long the journey is. It might be convoluted, it might be tortuous. Sometimes it might be crooked because the enemies are working day and night. But in the end, we will get to that destination and the spirit of Biafra will prevail. And the world will marvel at the glory of God upon the Biafran people. That is why you must have a clean hand if you are on the platform of Biafra. That is why every principal officer of state, every principal officer of state, every IPOB family member around the world must refocus, must know the importance and the enormity of the task ahead. That we are not here to play, that we are here to honor the memories of a million gallant heroes and heroines. There were men, women and children massacred in cold blood. They paid the ultimate price. They did not disappoint us, and therefore we will not disappoint them. Any day we contemplate, any day we even think of abandoning the name Biafra, may God Almighty destroy all of us, myself as well. Because we are not fighting against human beings, and we are not fighting against flesh. We are fighting spiritual beings in both high and in low places. And they are formidable. But the power behind us is more than them. That is why they will always gather, because it is their right. But in the end, they will scatter. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu has shown us what it means to be faithful to the cause for the restoration of Biafra. Therefore, we have no reason to fail. He has not failed us. He has not failed us. He has not given us any reason at all. Therefore, we will not fail him. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are live. We are direct. And we have some news headlines that we will read. And after that, we will go into taking calls and, of course, moving towards doing justice to this edition of the program. The Nigerian legislature, according to Biafra Times, is an embodiment of dormancy and incompetence. Do you understand this? Are you beginning to have a sense of what the caption is? The Nigerian legislature, those who make laws, the legislative arm of government that Buhari, who is on the side of the executive, does not understand. He don't understand what the legislature is before he ever was railroaded into the presidency of the Zuko Nigeria. He doesn't also understand what the judiciary is all about. He doesn't understand what the executive arm of government, for which he is the head, is all about. Summarily, he does not understand what democracy is all about. And this present crop of politicians in both the legislature and the executive are all incompetent. Since Buhari came into power, no meaningful law has been passed. He has continued to crisscross the world asking for arms from one country to the other. His aim is to destroy what is left for Biafra and Biafra land. And he is manifesting this every passing day. He has not hidden his disdain for his hatred against the Biafran people. The legislature is the distinctive mark of a country's sovereignty, according to Biafra Times. The index of its status as a state and the source of much of the power exercised by the executive in the administration of government. In a working democracy, the legislature directs the affairs and path of government. What this is talking about is that the legislature makes the law. They pass the law that controls the activities of the citizenry of every country. Apart from the constitution, the constitution brings out the law as it should be But it is the legislature, the legislative arm of government, that brings in enabling laws that will make it a reality that the spirit of the Constitution is implemented. As one of the key institutions in a democratic system, the legislature has a critical role to play in promoting fair governance in the life of a nation. Thus, in achieving good governance, the existence of an active, efficient, strong, and vibrant legislature is paramount. Democracy and good governance are not luxury, but a fundamental requirement to sustainable development. While these are all long essays, they are talking about a number of things, but it is also very important that we point you to the area we are going. The importance of legislature in ensuring good governance and accountability cannot be overemphasized, as it is quite obvious that it is the backbone of democracy and good governance. But it is unfortunate that over the years, especially in this current administration, when you talk about this current administration, we talk about Buhari's administration. The Nigerian legislature, National Assembly, which occupies a prominent and pivotal position as the apex lawmaking organ of government under the 1999 Constitution, has failed to live up to the expectations and yearnings of the citizens. When you talk about the citizens, you talk about the Nigerian citizens. The only time we hear rumbling or squabbles between them and the executive, both at the federal and state legislative branches, is when the flow of cash between them is seized or when one moves against the vested interests of the other. This present 8th National Assembly, in their manner of operation, have virtually turned themselves into a mere rubber stamp as they sit idly and allow Buhari-led federal government rule the country as his personal estates or companies, with little or no resistance from the legislators. The National Assembly has also indicted itself of weakness and inability to oversight and hold the executive to account. They view budget defense as a yearly parley where various legislative committees and members of the executive negotiate sharing the national cake with no interest to the masses. What we are saying here and what Biafra Times is saying here is that the executive, the legislative, the judicial arms of government in the zoo called Nigeria are ineffective. It is riddled with corruption, laziness, ineptitude, ineffectiveness. That is why, since Buhari's presidency, 10 months now or more, Buhari has not been able to point at any policy thrust that he has. The National Assembly, the legislature, legislative arm, the House of Senate, and the House of Representatives have not been able to come out with any tangible laws that are of meaningful application to the people of the zoo called Nigeria. That is why things are the way it is. But when we tell you that Nigeria is being run by cabals, that Nigeria is a rogue state, that Nigeria does not have any law in place, there is no rule of law in the zoo called Nigeria, you think that we are joking, you think that we are embarking on propaganda, you think that we don't know what we are talking about. But it is very important that everybody, including those who call themselves Nigerians, are now seeing what is happening. All the things that Radio Biafra has been saying for years are now coming home to roost. It is now very evident that everybody is no longer listening. They are seeing it and they are also feeling it. The economy is in a comatose state. The education sector is nothing to write home about. The transport sector is a death trap. Nothing is working. Nothing. The judiciary has become a chamber, a platform where bribe is the order of the day. The legislators are all there for their own personal aggrandizement. And those who are caught in the crossfire are the ordinary, vulnerable citizens of the Zuko Nigeria. And put differently, the ordinary citizens of different ethnic indigenous populations lumped together in the contraption called Nigeria. And when our leader Nnamdi Kanu talked, when he said all these things, a lot of people said, oh, this man is preaching hate. This man is bringing people his cause and all that. But when you talk about hate, we have to go down memory lane. Who indeed laid the foundation for hate speeches and nepotism and ethnicism and giving petals to ethnic irredentism? It is Saldwan of Sokoto, Sir Ahmadu Bello. And he did not mince words about it. Everything he said, or important aspect of what he said, with respect to Biafrans living in the eastern part of Bizu called Nigeria, is glaring for everyone to see. It is everywhere on the internet. He effectively laid the foundation for hate speech. He is discriminately in his approach to issues. He is a tribalist. He is an ethnic jingoist. And more importantly, he brought about what he called northernization agenda, which is now entrenched in the system. They are born to rule the House of Fulanis, and therefore every House of Fulani politician that comes around, both military and civilian, we always want to implement the legacy of Saldwan of Sokoto Ahmadu Bello. And today you talk about federal character, there is nothing like federal character. If you talk about the Constitution, observing the letter and the spirit of the Constitution, it is non-existent. Buhari has surrounded himself with sycophants. Buhari has surrounded himself with incompetent people. He has no economic team. He has no foreign policy trust. He does not even understand what it is. The forces of demand and supply does not work, or do not work in Nigerian economy. Buhari has contracted his family members or relatives, and they are the people who are giving him advice. And there are people who were ready to die for Buhari. There was somebody that trekked from northern part of Bizu called Nigeria to Abuja, or to Lagos as the case may be, I can't remember exactly. But there was an incident like that. People trekked. Somebody changed his religion because of Buhari. In the eastern part of Bizu called Nigeria, there are people who are Buhari's agents and who were ready to sell the collective interests of their people for their own selfish interests. And they actually did, and they are still very active, working against their people, working against the Biafran people. The question is, how far today? Because Buhari seemed to be a lame dog. He does not understand anything. He is the most illiterate president and the greatest accident in human history. Very unfortunate. This is a contraption with the name Nigeria, where you have the so-called professors, you have doctors, you have engineers, you have professionals in different fields of endeavor. You have members of the academy. You have organized labor. You have members of the judicial, the learned men in their own right. These people are out there. They are watching Buhari, the man that does not pass even his secondary school. the man that did not even pass through secondary school, but he forged one certificate. And that is what he used to circumvent the system, the electoral system. And he was railroaded into power under the tutelage or whatever, the support of the United States of America and the United Kingdom. Today, I'm very sure that Cameroon and Obama will be ashamed of themselves. Buhari spent 9 months blaming his predecessor, Jonathan, blaming him for all his flaws. All the Buhari's faults, both personal and otherwise, are blamed on Jonathan. Even when Buhari disagrees with Aisha, the problem is Jonathan. He has continued on this mantra. APC had continued on this mantra for months. Now they are running out of steam. They can no longer blame Jonathan because it is no longer fashionable. Because the world is seeing them. And I tell you, Jonathan is a saint where Buhari is. Buhari has no economic plan. He has no policy agenda. APC do not have agenda. Or does not have agenda. What they are doing is to follow the blueprint of Jonathan's administration. They are following Jonathan's policies. And where possible, they try to reverse it so that it will look as if it is different. But what they are using is the template that Jonathan used. So where is the integrity we talk about? Where is the change we talk about? Buhari is prosecuting our leader Nnamdi Kanu and saying, oh, the Radio Biafra is illegal. The Radio Biafra is a registered concern. And just like the BBC, the Deutsche Welle, the VOA is registered in their different countries and broadcasting into the zoo called Nigeria, the same way is how Radio Biafra is broadcasting into the zoo called Nigeria. How much more? How can you then compare what Buhari did, even as a presidential candidate, against the sitting president of the zoo called Nigeria? Buhari, with his APC party, floated Radio Change, a pirate radio station, and they were broadcasting not from anywhere but inside Nigeria. That is not treason. That is not working against Nigerian sovereignty. It's not a treasonable felony. Buhari is not a treasonable felon. By doing that, did Jonathan kill him? He is today a king in his own mind and among those who recognize him as such. Buhari has multiple flaws. Buhari is a looter himself, but today he's prosecuting looters. When you talk about forgery, corruption, Buhari is number one. Buhari forged his secondary school certificate, the secondary school that he never attended to start with. Thank God for the internet. They would have obliterated everything. Buhari's forged certificate is everywhere on the internet for anybody to see. What moral compass or impetus does Buhari has to be prosecuting people? That's the question. If you are going to be an anti-corruption czar, if you are going to lead by example, you must be above board. But this time around, Buhari's hands are soiled. He is not qualified to fight corruption. And it is about time that anybody he is prosecuting will also begin to prosecute him. It is about time that Buhari is kicked out of power. It is about time that there is revolution in that contraption called Nigeria. The economy is not working. Buhari is the Minister of Petroleum, but he has not rendered account since he came into power. Nobody, at best, or at he left the petroleum industry into the hand of principal officers, or whatever they call them, or permanent secretary, as the case may be. I don't know what they call them there. Buhari does not know what the petroleum industry is all about. He is only in charge of controlling cash that flows in and out. That was what he did during the PTF era. Sharing of money without knowing the substance and how that money is coming in or going out, or where the money, the source of that money, and what should be done within that particular ministry for money to come. He does not understand it. That is why he is rattled when, after projection that they were going to make billions from the crude oil revenue, and to his chagrin, the oil prices are falling and nosediving till date. His foreign trip, of course, is to show you that he does not have any plan. The plan Buhari has is his innate plan, the mundane plan he has, the selfish plan that is so much natural with him. His unfathomable hatred for Biafrans, and that is what he is implementing, crisscrossing the world looking for alliance and coalition to invade Biafran land, to kill, to decimate, and to destroy what is left of Biafra and her population. That is why every right-thinking human being must stand up and be counted. Nigeria targets 4,000 megawatts from nuclear energy. Nigeria targets 4,000 megawatts for nuclear energy. Nigeria does not, I mean, who is even going to man the nuclear industry or whatever? Who is going to even be in charge of it? Nigeria cannot produce electricity. They cannot produce electricity from the crude oil variants, from oil and gas, which is so natural. They are embarking on a new and strange terrain to enrich themselves with nuclear energy or nuclear power. That is the end of the world if Nigeria is allowed. That is why Buhari is traveling, going to Iran, going to Saudi Arabia for them to come and help him. But I tell you, it will all end up in shackles, in a failure. Buhari is going to fail woefully because he has no plans. You have not benefited, you have not done anything in terms of policy trust, in terms of policy articulation, to affecting the lives of people that you claim to be governing positively. You are going to embark on a mega project of building nuclear stations in the so-called Nigeria. Simple mathematics, simple economic logic, Buhari does not understand. Not even his economic thing. He doesn't even have one. Our people are in danger because we are lumped together with others whom we don't have anything in common with in the zoo called Nigeria. That is the problem. That is why we want to extricate ourselves. Experts cautioned Fashola on planned adoption of nuclear power. Nigeria is not yet ready to adopt the use of nuclear energy to generate power due to the country's security challenges and the inability to cope with the adverse effects of the technology. This is the opinion of a one-time chairman of Nigerian Society of Engineers, Ibadan branch, Mr. Boenga Ilori. The reaction comes on the heels of the announcement by the Power Minister, Mr. Raji Fashola, that the federal government may adopt nuclear energy to double the nation's electricity generation. Shame to all these people. The engineer noted that a copycat approach in adopting technologies from other countries should not be taken because Nigeria was a peculiar nation. Even in Australia, where they have the richest deposits, and Canada also, the utilization of uranium deposits is not up to 10%. There is hardly any developed country where electricity generated from nuclear sources is up to 30%, he said, adding that nuclear energy utilization was declining globally. You see, Nigeria and Nigerians could be compared as being 100 years behind civilization. People are dropping, the use of nuclear energy is being kicked against. It has been used several decades before now, and people are abandoning it, and then Nigeria is embracing it. What a world. That is to tell you who Nigerians are. That is to tell you what Nigeria is. They don't have plans. They don't have anything to boast of. Still, they are campaigning. They are competing with South Africa as the economic giant of Africa. And you begin to ask yourself, how much is Naira to Rand? That is what you have to ask yourself. Buhari promised that he was going to, his priority was to make $1 equivalent to Naira, one Naira. Today it is something else. Today it is shameful that Buhari cannot even control what is happening within the polity. He spent 7 months trying to get the best experts, technocrats, that were helping to turn Nigeria's economy around. But we knew that he cannot do it. And we have been telling you that, look, Nigeria is under chaos, Nigeria is under spiritual chastisement, and Nigeria cannot recover from this. Buhari is the last curse sent on Nigeria to destroy what is left of it, because Nigeria has murdered sleep. Nigeria is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafrans, and they will never know peace. Nigeria and Nigerians will never know peace until that abominable edifice collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes the original owners of the land will emerge. I am not going to bother myself with this nuclear power enrichment by the ridiculous Nigerian Minister of Power, Fashola. Okorocha's non-payment of salaries, Imo University embark on indefinite strike. Do you know what this means? Do you know what the implication of this is? Okorocha, the man with blood in his hands, the man that lies every minute of his life, he has run out of steam. The man that has been indeed helping Buhari to reduce, to destroy the traditional institutions in Biafraland. He is not even trusted, as Farouk Adamu will reveal, that Rejazu Okorocha and Rotimi Amaechi are just being used there, that they are not regarded as anything, that they are just wasting their time. Rotimi Amaechi and his ministry, he's a minister, but I tell you, Buhari's domestic servant is more powerful than Rotimi Amaechi. He's just a puppet there. And in due time, he will be disgraced. Workers at the Imo State University, IMSU, have embarked on an indefinite strike after Governor Richard Okorocha's failure to pay their salaries. The IMSU workers on Tuesday said no staff of the institution have been paid a dime in the past 3 months. I hope people are understanding what we are reading here. I hope you are following. Which is a curator that boasted of so much infrastructural development, so much investment in the area of human development, cannot pay salaries, cannot pay a hallowed institution of learning that produces the future leaders of the society. He cannot pay the workers. Pathetic. The State Polytechnic could not also tread the same path. As reports say, the workers there are yet to get their salaries as well. The Polytechnic workers equally insisted that all areas of migration and promotions must be paid without further delay, stressing that failure to do so before April 6, 2016, the union will no longer guarantee industrial harmony in the institution. This is what happens in Nemesis, kind of. Richard Okorocha spent the money meant for River State people. He even borrowed in order to do investment. The question is, where are all those investments that Richard Okorocha had been embarking on? The one he boasts, the ones on paper, the ones on the media. Where are they in actual sense? Those investments should have generated revenue to the state. And of course, people from Imo State should know better. It is about time you stand up and challenge the monster in Imo State Government House. We have been telling you that that man should be kicked out of Imo State Government House. And he continued to manipulate the people of Imo State. It is up to you. I, of course, regard, and I believe that you have learned people, you have men and women of integrity in Imo State. Again, Cameroon threatens to annex another Nigerian community. Nigeria's sovereignty is indivisible. It is inviolable. Nobody should tamper with it. I expect Buhari to go and fight Cameroonian government, first of all, to get Bakassi back, and now to also fight and stop Cameroon from taking over another territory. Apparently emboldened by its triumph over Nigeria in the dispute over the oil-rich Bakassi Peninsula, Cameroon may be gunning for another territorial booty in Akwa Ibom State. When news filtered in some weeks back that some communities in Mbo local council of Akwa Ibom State were under serious threat of annexation by the Republic of Cameroon, not much attention was paid by government to the unsavory development. And now history is about to repeat itself, as it is still fresh in the memory of Nigerians, particularly indigenous of Bakassi in Cross River State, whose villages and communities were finally ceded to Cameroon in 2008 after a long-drawn legal battle between Nigeria and the Central African country in the International Court of Justice at The Hague. The ICJ had declared that the Bakassi Peninsula, rich in hydrocarbons and other natural resources, belonged to Cameroon. The ICJ based its judgment on the controversial Anglo-German Treaty of 11 March 1913, the Yaoundé 11 Declaration of 4th April 1971, and Moron Declaration of June 1, 1975. And thus, Cross River State lost some of its communities to Cameroon, with the attendant displacement of its indigenes and dislocation of their economic and cultural existence. Of course, the ICJ judgment have grave implications for Cross River State, as it lost its littoral status and place as one of the oil-producing states in the country, with the result that its revenue from the 13% oil derivation has dipped drastically. There have also been unconfirmed reports that Cameroon is still laying claim to some communities in northern part of Cross River State, which Cameroon is reportedly insisting that Obudu Cattle Ranch, resort, and other adjoining lands belong to it. It is very important that our people understand certain things. When you talk to the British government parliamentarians or the British parliamentarians about Biafra, they will write back and say, oh, Nigeria is our principal partner in both trade and other areas. And this dates back to the pre-colonial era or the colonial era, that they stand in solidarity with Nigeria and they stand with the African Union on non-violability of sovereign state of African states. Or non-violability of sovereignty of African states. These are colonial-induced position which influenced the African Union at the time. And this was at the time when most African states were fighting war of independence, including the Zuko Nigeria. The question is, if the United States of United Kingdom are sincere to themselves, what happened to Eritrea? Because it gained independence from Ethiopia. What happened to Southern Sudan? Because Southern Sudan gained independence from Sudan. Why didn't they go against them? More importantly, Bakassi Peninsula was removed or ceded to Cameroon. What did Nigerian government do? Why didn't they go and fight Cameroon? Now we are talking about Biafra. And Buhari has vowed that he was going to kill our leader Nnamdi Kanu. The DSS has also vowed that the court cannot save our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Even when there were court orders, even when there were injunctions for him to be granted bail, Buhari sat on it. He who goes to Equity must go with clean hands. Buhari disobeys court orders. But in any event, and at every available opportunity, Buhari will still run back to the court, the judiciary, for redress. And he expects favorable judgment. It is a mark of a confused man, a man who doesn't understand anything. Bribe is the order of the day in Buhari's administration. Meanwhile, he is fighting corruption. What a hypocritical stance. What a hypocrisy on the part of Buhari. Cameroon is about to take another town, another community from Biafra land, unfortunately, which is also under occupation by the Zuko Nigeria. We expect Buhari to do something about this. But you know what? No matter how long it takes, Biafra will be restored. Economy gone out of Buhari's control. We have reported this before. But Lai Mohammed is indeed saying the right thing. And in less than 24 hours, he denied it. Buhari is not in firm control of the economy. It's as simple as that. There is no economy to even look up to in the Zuko of Nigeria. The cartels, the oil thieves, the cabals who are governing the Zuko of Nigeria, who are controlling the resources in the Zuko of Nigeria, are the people ruling the zoo itself. And these are people who don't know anything about governance. Buhari is in that circle. The retired military generals from Northern Hausa Fulani Extraction, retired military governors are all part and parcel of this syndicate. And then they have their civilian front, civilian counterparts, who are indeed they are indeed fronting them and helping them to invest looted funds in formation of companies and businesses that are dodgy in nature. Go and ask Dangote. Go and ask Transcorp, Transnational Corporation, or Bizuko Nigeria. Go and find out those who invested in that transnational, mega, multinational concern called Transcorp. You will understand the mess that the zoo called Nigeria is in, and indeed the mess in which Nigerians are. Have Nigerian politicians squandered 118.2 trillion, equivalent to $600 billion, between 2005 and 2016? And this is according to InterSociety, the leadership of InterSociety for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law, which is to inform statistically that the Nigerian political leaders holding forth at the federal state, local government, and federal capital territory have between January 2005 and December 2016, a period of 12 years, squandered a whopping sum of 118.2 trillion or $600 billion. The squandered public funds are made up of generated and borrowed funds secured for the purpose of budgetary expenditures in all of the country's public offices between January 2005 and December 2016. Of course, this is not new to us, but it also buttresses the fact that what Nigeria is known for, corruption, cannot just be separated from the name Nigeria. That is why anywhere Nigerians are, they are hunted like animals. They are hunted like animals. And such remains, it cannot be reversed. We read this yesterday, but it is also very important that our people understand what we are talking about. We need to re-emphasize. After emphasizing, we have to re-emphasize. President Buhari, according to this write-up, that's how they write it, Buhari's election victory in the opinion and expectation of majority of Nigerians and Africa was seen as an opportunity for a total transformation of Africa's sleeping giant. But the events in the last 10 months have shown otherwise. According to a study by Nigerian Governance Watch, a United Kingdom-based Nigerian professionals group revealed that President Buhari is bereft of idea to manage. We have been telling you all these things, and these guys have been listening to Radio Biafra, and they are just simply confirming our stance and telling you that, look, what Radio Biafra has been saying is right. We told you that Buhari is clueless. He does not know anything about the economy. He does not understand anything about democracy. He does not understand about the basic tenets of rule of law. He does not understand that there are two branches of government. And he does not understand the relationship existing among them. That is why he has continued to rule, to govern the Zuko Nigeria as his own personal property. He does not understand that there is different group of people in the multicultural democratic Zuko Nigeria, and that he must be the president of all, not president of a section of the country. That is why Buhari is a failure from outset, and we are indeed waiting for all those who have been supporting Buhari to come up. They are all not talking. They are now ashamed of themselves. I am waiting to see who will come out and praise Buhari. If not, that person is looking for what to eat. Buhari is bereft of idea to manage, have no focus, unstable and extremely incompetent in every sphere to shape the affairs of anybody in Nigeria. The group come short of blaming the president, but Nigerians who knew the antecedent of Muhammad Buhari while in office in 1984 to 1985 and blindly went for a man who have not created anything but only destroys gains of his predecessors through his thoughtless policies and zero understanding of the workings in the public sector. We told you, and our positions are being confirmed, and it is very important that we read this as much as we can. As a military leader, Buhari killed the Naira, killed the economy, destroyed our relationship with the rest of the world, paralyzed the country on tribe and religion, and impoverished Nigerians to the extent that Nigerians were queuing up for essential commodities like milk, rice, and bread. This is still what is happening to date. People are queuing up for kerosene, for other petroleum products at the filling stations or petrol stations, as the case may be. People are not paid salaries. There is total agony, hunger, deprivation in the society. But we tell you what, this is nemesis. It is not just an ordinary economic crisis. It is moral, spiritual. On Buhari's return in May 2015, he has within this short period turned Africa's biggest and fastest growing economy to a shrinking one, crashing the GDP from about 7.0% to 2.40%, inflation jumping to 11.6% from 9%, over 2 million Nigerians losing their jobs, foreign direct investment dropped by over 85%. Do you know what that means? No foreign companies are coming in again to invest in the so-called Nigeria. Even those who are in Nigeria are pulling out, going to other African countries. What does that tell you? Shame to all Nigerians and those who indeed supported Buhari. Maternal and infant mortality is at all-time high as a result of poverty, malnutrition, and disease. In a dwindling revenue, Buhari did the unheard of. Instead of reducing the budget, he increased the budget from 4.3 trillion to 6.07 trillion naira. He presented the most fraudulent, inflated, and irredeemably padded budget. Still, Buhari is fighting those he called looters and those who are corrupt. But under his watch, Buhari presented a flawed budget. Buhari presented an inflated and fraudulent and padded budget. What is Buhari saying about this? He only came out to say, that was a mistake, and they are going to look into it and rectify the error. He does not see the enormity of what is before him. It's a fundamental error of judgment on his side. And more importantly, he is hypocritical because he knows the implications and is pretending. Buhari is fighting corruption, but under his watch, and even the budget he signed, there are irredeemable errors. The Nigerian Governance Watch stated that they were not surprised as President Buhari, they described as a very serious leader in a recession period, did not deem it fit to appoint a single economist among the 36 names in his cabinet. Meanwhile, they spent up to 7 months shopping for the best brain that will steer the ship of state, including the economy of the zoo called Nigeria, to a high height, to an enviable height. They were looking for technocrats, looking for experts in their fields to manage the economy. They frowned at the president's inability to set up an economic team after 10 months in office and only resorting to intuition, thumb rules, and application of Adam and Eve economies in this 21st century. Buhari has spent the past 10 months blaming Jonathan for all his flaws. If Buhari farts in his room, he blames Jonathan. If he has misunderstanding with his wife, it is Jonathan's fault. This is what he has done for the past 10 months. And I tell you, what goes up must come down, for Neto abhors vacuum. Buhari, the question is, where is your economic plan? Where is your foreign policy thrust? Where is your policy agenda? You have no plan, you are clueless, and foreign trip cannot save you. On the political front, the condemned president's deliberate interventions in the electoral process and his use of security agencies to intimidate the opposition and the assassination and killing of people of diverse opinion. The UK-based group, according to Hope for Nigeria, is worried that Buhari, who benefited in one of the best organized elections in Africa just a few months ago, have been unable to successfully organize any election in the country. His determination to ensure that his party members and cronies win all the elections has led to numerous killings, kidnapping, and in most cases, annulling of results or declaring them inconclusive where his party is losing, hopefully, like the case of River State and Relon election. In conclusion, according to Hope for Nigeria, the group advised Buhari to swallow his pride and recall some of the experts from previous governments that meticulously guided the Nigerian economy to be the largest in the continent. They added that it is not about Buhari as the leader, but the paramount thing is the interest of Nigerians. The question here is, how can you redeem the zoo called Nigeria? Because there's nothing left. Nigeria is built for total destruction. And the agent in place is Buhari, who will do the final job. This Radio Biafra Live presentation with Alava Direct. God Almighty is in charge. The number to call is +447 405 961 46. We also have a Skype line, and the Skype ID is Radio Biafra 6. We're back in a minute.
Make you na hear me, Ibulu ma bia flana daba nuno. Make you na come back oh, make you na come back oh. Can you do the no botani oh? Can you do the no botani oh? Exporta daba nuno, daba nuno, daba nuno. Can you do the no botani? Daba nuno, daba nuno. Need no botani oh, need no botani. Eponto de kwa na bani oh. Ship na bokwana banyo, oye di kwana la banyo, maya kundi na banyo, ihe ni ne di ma, o di kwana la banyo, na taba no no no, kani doze no bodani, umi bokomba, kani doze no bodani, oti ye wata, weli akayelu. Akafua yufu, but where do I go? Jehovah, guess I put a room Israel, Nakafir. Bile, Nasara yoke ranio. Bale, Nasara yoke ranio. Bile, Nasara yoke ranio. Yafarabu kanyo. Bobo dama. Yafarabu kanyo. Ala chupu teremanu.
Zobu, zobu, eni, zobu. Zobu, 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 eni, eni mba eni. Zobu, 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 eni mba eni. Anya zobu nundenu, eni mba eni.
Ati
This is the Radio Biafala presentation. Caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program.
So my name is Ndejon.
Yes.
My name is Ndejon. I'm coming from Ohio.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. I want to use my language and talk to my people.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Akwa Ibu. Ndejon, because of
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. The number to call once again remains +447 405 964146. We also have a Skype line. That Skype line is up and running. Can you hear me? Let's call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, my brother.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Good evening, dear friend. My name is Oku Chuku Udechik. I'm calling from Biafra land. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My deputy director, it is very clear now that the prophecies of our leader, Mazen Nnamdi Kanu, are manifesting one after the other.
Of course, yes.
Say in the end, Biafra shall come. I have to breaking news. On Monday, the 28th of March 2016, the Zulu soldiers opened fire on themselves in their barracks at Gariki, Enugu 103 Battalion, Enugu.
The Zulu soldiers opened fire on themselves.
Fire on themselves, yes.
Incredible.
Yes. So the Rotimi Amaechi was defeated at the last election at River State by Onye Somunike. Is the correct name of the governor of River State. But he removed O-N from Onye Som, now calls himself Yesom, and removed N from Wike, Yesom Wike. There was an abroad, but that is it. So, Chidika Amaechi, who also calls himself Rotimi Amaechi, lost totally in the last election. Upon the squadron of police and DSS, he brought to Igwacha, who were overpowered by the sitting governor. So what he did was, Rotimi Amaechi now went to 103 Battalion, Enugu, for enforcement. Now the commander marshaled the soldiers out. As they line up, he began to call names of soldiers that will go for the rescue. So all the names he called out were all Biafran. Then one of them, someone called and asked him, why is it only Biafran? The commander now pulled out his shotgun and shot the soldiers dead. Instantly. He pulled out his pistol and shot the soldiers. Then one of them in the line up there cocked his AK for the gun rifle and blew off the head of the commander. And surrendered the rest of them who were not even willing to retaliate. Our investigation proves that there has been religious differences in that 103 battalion that came in all this while. The Christian soldiers who are there told us they are no more allowed to carry out Christian activities in that barrack. For this incident, and no media was allowed to carry this news. But here on Radio Biafra, we say the way it is, because we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, even if you affect me, Biafra. As we continue to investigate the whereabouts of 90 young men who were abducted in a broad daylight at Mboro Ogugu, Ibanabo Kingdom, Ogu, in Enugu State, we discovered that the entire traditional rulers of the community have summoned all their youth to mount heavy surveillance against Boko Haram cattle in the community. This community is comprising the Kano, Ngoo, Ogugu, Ibanabo, and Ogu respectively. Now the traditional
not sure what is happening there, and we'll try and see. I think the connection is off, and we'll try and see whether we will reconnect. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are live where Direct God Almighty is in charge. The number to call remains +447 405 964 146. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not talking. I think this line has got some issue. I will need to do something about it.
Onye wele ke chukwu nye no chukwu kick up your mind. Helele, onye give God what belongs to him, and give Caesar what belongs to him. As we seek for peace and humanity, it's not at all for vanity. Then I want some people is killing each other. Helele, I wonder why my blood died. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Yes, sir, we are back with Udechukwu. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my deputy director.
Yes, go ahead, please.
So, as we continue to investigate the whereabouts of 90 young men who were abducted in broad daylight at Mboro, Ogun, Zumbana, the Kingdom, and of course, Ogu, in any state. We now discover that the entire traditional rulers of the community have summoned all their youth to mount heavy surveillance against Boko Haram cattle raiders in the community. These communities comprising Nkano, Mboro, Ogugu, Mdanaba, and Ogu, respectively. The traditional rulers who angrily spoke to us said, enough is enough, the destruction and killing by the so-called Fulani headsmen. Since the state government, of course, and the federal government refused to save and preserve the indigenous of the land, the government doesn't want to do anything. And they said they are the owners of the land, and on no account should they run away from their land, and the illegal strangers will occupy their land. That is from Enugu State. That area, everybody is running away from the entire community. Nobody goes to market anymore, nobody goes to farm anymore because of the cattle raiders and the state government and federal government saying anything. And again, the president of the Christian Association of Nigeria, CAN, is now speaking with both sides of his mouth. Papa Ayo is therefore condemning the clear Islamization of the Jew called Nigeria. This is what our leader Martin Nnamdi Kanu saw years before now, and they said he was taking hate. I also therefore went on to blame the Pope and of course the Archbishop of Canterbury for keeping quiet over the killings of Christians in Nigeria, when the highest number of Christians in the whole world today is in the zoological contraption selfishly put together by the Lugard and his gospel called Nigeria. I suggest to him that they should not sit up. Let the church keep quiet. Let them continue with their 3-day power-packed crusade, deliverance, miracles, tithe, and offering until these cannibals will get all of them in the crusade ground and blast them off. My deputy director, I have some other things that I'm... There's something in between here. I will pause here. I will come back in later time. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? What is happening there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Yeah,
my name is Stephen Chukwuyanu. I'm calling from Benin Republic, Cotonou.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank God for the good work that you've been helping us to do. And I want to thank you for your good work, for bringing out your time to do this job for us. And I want to thank every IPOD all over the world. I want to come into the hands of the God, that God will always join them and protect them. My director, I want to use the opportunity to announce our meeting that will be coming on Sunday by 4 p.m. at the usual place in Cotonou. I am the assistant coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Cotonou here. So I want to announce this meeting coming on Sunday by 4 p.m. at the usual venue. So if the new people want to, if any new person want to join us, to contact these numbers. My number is 99117860. I repeat, 0199118786. And the head coordinator is Obina Onyebuchi. His number is 2 2 2 2 9 2 2 2 9. Thank you, my director. Thank you, everybody. May God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you too. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Next caller on the phone.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. This is Kalisi. I'm calling from Shabiasala.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I must congratulate you for all the efforts you are making to, for the actualization of our sovereignty. I say may God Almighty, who lives in heaven, who sees the secret and open, bless you so much.
Thank you, you too. And it is all of us. I am not alone here. You do your own, I do my own, and then we move forward. Without the effort of IPOB family members, individually and collectively around the world, we wouldn't have been where we are today. So we are in this together. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please, can you turn the radio off? Can you turn the radio off? Move away from me, please. Yes, he has gone off. The next caller on the phone, next caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not talking. I will go back to the phone. I understand that some FM radio stations are not working in Biafalanda. I don't understand that. I will want to look into that. I need confirmation that people are listening to FM. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? He's not talking. Caller on Skype, can you hear me? Caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Good evening, director.
Welcome to the program. I am the deputy, I'm not the director. Director, okay, of course, is director.
My name is Udo Madden.
Yes, welcome to the program, go ahead. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you, go ahead, please.
I want to thank you, Ichimofo, for your good work in our country here, Biafra. We thank you very much. You are trying. It is not easy. Somebody to bring in time just like this to fight for the people.
And
our director, Nandekala.
The thing is, the journey has just begun. We have enormous tasks on our shoulder. We haven't even gone halfway. So every hand must be on deck. You do your own, I do my own, and that is to say we are moving forward. That is the most important thing. It is not yet time for to pat ourselves on the back, because we still have a long way to go. But when we are determined, we can achieve so much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So our director that is almost in enemy camp now, that I believe that our God, Kuadiana, wants to fight for us. It is not in somebody's hand. If only God can settle this matter, and he will show them. It will just be like when Pharaoh was bragging, say nobody which God can deliver you Israelites in my hands. It will just be like that. But we knew that God will save Israelites. We know that God who goes inside the pit of the lion and close the mouth of the lion will also enter this mouth of the lion and deliver us. and deliver our director Nandekala and deliver all the beer plant, or and deliver all the IPOB ones in everywhere they are, and make us to be free, and liberate us from this captive where we are since almost how many years, that the Lord will deliver us. That is where I'm standing. I want to
yes.
Bless our director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to pray, oh God of Chukwu Adeyama, we thank you for the life you have given to our director. Lord, protect and guide him. Give him more heart, give him more strength. Nobody can do this in a state you are in his hand. Nobody can do this, oh Lord, without you backing their person. As you have bringing out, as you have leading him, Lord, lead him not into temptation. Never in any tongue that rises up to judge him, Lord, we condemn that heart. Anywhere
yes,
they will stand
yes,
and the calling him in any altar or in any shrine, Lord, demolish them. Destroy them in Jehoshua's name, we have prayed. So, please, God will strengthen you and strengthen your family and strengthen your wife. Let God protect you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Isay, and you too, and all IPV family members around the world. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not talking. Next caller, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening, sir, Mr. Uchemofo.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Sujams. I'm calling from Marcel.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Anyway, Hencho, Amam Kangi, see what I see. It is in there because everyone on Marcel, I don't show any were IPOB family here. So, Achom Kangi, see what?
I don't understand what you mean. You sent something to where?
To our Nene Ono or somebody. So, because on a Paris K where IPOB family and it's very far from here. So
yeah, but you have to contact the national, you have national coordinator in France. Right,
okay.
You contact your
yeah.
national coordinator and talk to him about these things.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I want to say something. Is a good comment that I listened to the news that is coming from Biafran land. When I was in Biafran land, I do play ball in that 103 battalion, and I noticed that. Soldiers over there, they don't love themselves. Some of them are resigning because I play ball with them. They complain how they are sending them without ammunition to go and fight Boko Haram and killing some of them. I was just like, what is happening in this Zuko, Nigeria? So I wasn't surprised hearing what happened over there. It's a welcome development. At least people are coming up to know their rights, and I believe some of them are listening to Radio Biafra.
Yes.
And the issue of the people in Kano and the rest of them, I thank God for the news coming from there. They should start up and fight for their rights. The Ike Kweremado and Ko, they are from that axis, and they are not doing anything. They are just selfish, just thinking about only their pocket. Ike Kweremado, I don't know what the position he's held in.
I don't know whether he's still the deputy senate president or
yeah,
whether they have removed him.
No, he's still the deputy senate president. He's a fool.
Bulldog, man.
Yeah, they are all ritualists. I don't think they will even think of helping people dying over in that contraption, because they are all ritualists. They are the one killing people using, but I know as long as God lives, they will all die at the appointed time. They will reap what they have sowed. They can never escape the judgment of God. I know. Thank you very much. Keep on keeping on. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please. Can you turn the radio off or move away from it, please? Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you turn the radio off?
Okay, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Oyebuchi. I'm a colleague from the Empire to watch up Biafra land.
Right, thank you very much.
Okay, sir. I'm grateful for your work. You are working for the people of Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Sir, I want to say something, though.
Go ahead. Hello? And say something. That's why you called. Go
okay,
ahead.
Sir, about this Biafra issue. During the time of British colonized Nigeria. Hello?
Yes, hello. We are listening. Go ahead.
Okay. So, when Nigeria want to get their own independence. So Nigeria divided into three. Biafra people, during this Eastern region people, same that British go. So they want to handle their country. Hausa people support all the British and the Yoruba people. So the Nigeria divided into three. So now British vow that now as the Eastern region want to send them out so that they will carry the power and give to the Hausa and the Yoruba people so that Eastern region people will not get to the power. So now there are problems from that time. There are problems of Eastern region people. They divide us, scatter us. So now, they are far from Calabar, with the capital of Nigeria, before they move on to Lagos. Sir, I want to say something because IPOB members need to go to Calabar and do prayer there. 2 days prayer.
Where are you now?
Hello, sir.
Where are you?
Sir?
Where are you now?
I'm at New Watcher, sir.
Yes. Why don't you get some people and then go and pray there? But why would you go and pray there?
Because of our elderly people during that time, they offended the Chukwu Adeoma. So, because of the betrayal, wait.
Where are you from?
Hello, sir.
Where are you from?
Sir, I will call back, my friend. I will call back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Really? But where are you from?
Iguacha.
No. Where are you from? Where are you from in Biafra land?
Okay, Eche.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Thank
you. Next caller, can you hear me? This is unbelievable. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Good evening, Mr. Tomoko.
Good evening.
Hello?
I'm hearing you.
I'm calling from my number.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from my number.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So I must have to appreciate what you're doing for us. I say, Mechuko Kikabiyama, God need to bless you and your family, sir.
Bless you too. Bless all IPB5 members. Go ahead.
You're welcome, sir. I want to pray for our director.
Please go ahead and pray.
Okay.
Almighty God, Heavenly and Everlasting Father, Father, I thank you for the life you gave to that man, Mandekano. Father, I thank you for how you have been protecting him. I say, may you go ahead and do the good work you have been doing for him in Jesus' name.
He say, amen.
Father, I want to, I want to comment on what you have been suffering in Anambra here.
Yes, go ahead.
About the zoo police and all the members of the Nigerian army. We are passing a lot of problems here. A lot of atrocities they are committing. And a lot of intimidation also. Because around or this area, Opiweka or where the road head bridge, people are dying. People are suffering over there. Every day by day, they will always find someone to intimidate. Some of them that intimidate me, people and men who don't have even 5 naira to feed their family. If they see them, they would like to intimidate them. I don't know what you are suffering in this country, I'm telling you. I don't know.
That is the zoo. That is the zoo we're talking about.
Nothing. School, if you go to school, there's nothing there. Only tree. There's no school, there's no house, there's nothing. The other day I went to the local government to look for my, they said their national ID card, they have been asked. I went there, they said there's no light. I should go to my house and bring generator.
That's what they told you.
I said, what is happening?
To go to your house and bring a generator.
Yes, they said that I should go to my house and bring generator for them to start and do my national ID card.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
Zoo indeed.
This is happening in Onitsha South here. So, I say, what do you mean? They said that they are very serious. I say, they say yes. I say, okay.
When was this happening?
Where is their location?
When was this happening? Are you listening? When was this happening?
My brother, I don't know what to say again because
it appears you're not
this
listening.
Nigeria, if this Nigeria will be bred today, I will be very, very happy. I've been telling IPOB member people over here that.
Not sure what is going on. The caller on Skype can hear me. Caller on Skype, can you hear me? Good evening, there is noise where you are, I don't know. Can you hear me? No, I can't cope with this. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. This is Eze calling from Iwacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm indigenous of Ebonyi State on Chibwezi.
Thank you.
Ebonyi State.
Yes, go ahead.
For the program we are doing, because I'm always listening to the I need to miss the Radio Biafra, the daily life. Like, say, I'm not in the world. I'm happy for the program. It's not an easy something, but God is on the program, and God will give us the effort.
Thank you, Issa. Thank you. Amen.
So, I mean, my dream one day, God can show me this Biafra. Before, I'm not even interested of the Biafra.
Yes.
But when I sleep, God shall come pray for night by 10 minutes past 2 a.m. God show me about the struggle. Say, all the old vehicle and running from the water, then painted the Biafra corner and carried the sunrise put for the side of the door. Carried the flag of Biafra put for the front of the vehicle. So when I wake up, I tell my wife, say, see, this is my dream. My wife told me, say, Biafra is getting her too. This was a dream. I didn't know they had to happen. Since that day, now I started to put for the Radio Biafra. And any day when I don't hear Radio Biafra, they'd be like fire. They burn for my body. So, may God, we already review the secret and come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen. So, thank you very much.
Thank you. I want to pray to my director.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the struggle of Biafra direction. King of glory, about Father, you are found the Omega, you are omnipotent, omnipresent. I am is your name. No one compares to you. No one challenge you and go free. Father, Lord of God, for our director, man, the Caro, started this struggle. Abba, Father, Lord of God, let Inland the Carlo see this struggle. Let him come and manifest. No man, no woman can kill him. Any man, any woman stand against the struggle of Biafra. Father, Lord of God, I stand your talk a lot of ages with the Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command thunder from above to destroy them. Anywhere they gather, he said they must surely to gather, but they will scatter in seven ways. Let them be destroyed tonight. Let them be destroyed tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I cover and the cow anywhere Israel, for that is who call Nigeria. Abba, Father, Lord of God, and the cow is already saved. This must fall, and it shall fall. It shall fall in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This must collapse, for in Jesus' wonderful name I pray.
It's
where God will answer us. It's already answered us because all is well. Me, I have applied myself to go and register for IPOB member. I'm already getting the arrangement every dantel because we two join hands together. Things are moving very well. So I must do it. Thank you. And God will help bless you and bless your family in Jesus' name.
Amen, and you too. Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. Let's call out. Can you hear me?
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are moving forward, and there is no going back. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not hearing me. I'll take another call. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Yes, can you speak up, please?
Okay, can you hear me, sir? Good evening, sir.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Kenichi Oyibiam.
Thank you.
I want to thank you very much for the great work you do for the people of Biafra. Which will plug them and continue to bless you, sir.
Bless you, too. Thank you very much.
I want to say that, I want to tell you that Biafra has come to see let the whole world know. And Biafra has come to say, no power, no man can stop this Biafra. And I didn't tell people even in my working place, like a family, maybe I don't get organized. In the end, I don't tell people about the restoration of Biafra, I don't get myself. And in the end, I don't also live in the Biafra, I don't get myself. Even this evening, when the railway in the rail station is going on, I feel that message is very close to God now is open. So I want to say thank you very much. Then another thing I want to say about the road in Yamichi, the house of God. Anything they are doing, I know that the devil is using them to fight his own brother, their own brother. Imagine you as a road in Yamichi, you are in Yamichi, but you are fighting your brother. You want to kill your own people. The army has to want to fight only Biafran army because they may shoot their own brothers and they think it's going to be better for them. Then, the thing about elders, other people, I say anything at all. Are evil doers. That's why they cannot speak up. Whenever they talk about Biafra, the hand, because they say he who comes to Djibouti, even must come with clear hands. Many of them do not have clear hands. That's why whenever they talk about Biafra, they run away because Biafra is whiter than white. I've never seen Nnamdi Kanu with my two eyes. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
You can hear me now. I've never seen Nnamdi Kanu with my two naked eyes, but I saw him in my dream. Before this radio network, I saw him. He asked me a question that way. To that day, I find where there is RTOB, I get RTOB, and everything about RTOB, I think they might get to be doing because I know that this soul is true, and it is true. So my happiness again is that my people are waking up. In a bone state, I know my people are waking up. In any state, in Anambra state, they are from, people are waking up. Not this, the real monkey himself that say that the those who have had the affair are miscreants. They don't fire that man, a shameful, idiotic woman that have sex with his daughter-in-law. When he wants to talk to you, he's talking about, he's talking against the affair. They don't see that man. Then in the area of Buhari, Buhari will continue to travel. He man has a man, and he will be what for a so, brother, HMFO, my deputy, please, God bless you, sir. Keep on keeping up. May God continue to bless you. This struggle is full of us. And I want to tell my people in a boy state, let's join hands together and do this. Let's join hands together and fight for this common goal. Let's join hands together and fight for this struggle, this restoration, this for our own good. Imagine the Alpha people now, they have crossed from Benue State to Enugu State, and are claiming the land in Enugu. They are now fighting people, and if you talk, they are Alamajiri figures, we fight you. In fact, 3 days ago in Onisha, I see families when the mantle bloggers get me in Anambra City. When I look at them, I say, wow, look at this Babusa monkey. They can't go to Sambisa Forest, they can't go to Bono State to fight. But they are in Anambra State here. If you see how some of them are so easy, if you want, I see all come back to you. Looking on hand, and they will be taking cover. There should be somebody who are taking cover. You should look at Babusa.
Thank you very much. I think that line is not very stable as well. Thank you very much. Next caller, can you hear me? Caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, Uche, my for good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
My name is Jeff Abazir. I am the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in Germany.
Yes, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, my deputy director. First and foremost, I want to thank you for your good job. Thank you for the job you are doing for our people, all over the world. Thank you, and thank you very much. I want to also thank God for the life of our director, Nnamdi Kanu, and also his family, the wife and the new child. May God, Chukwu Okike Abiam, continue blessing them in the name of Jesus. I also thank you for your steadfastness, the love you have showed to our people. This night, I just want to talk about this Fulani herdsman. It's very, very horrible what these people are doing in our land. I think it's time for people to gather and do something about this. These people, they are murderers. They are monsters. It's only in Nigeria that people, cattle rearers, are going around destroying people's property, killing people, burning villages, and the government is not doing anything. It is unbelievable. Before these people were going around with stake. Now they are going around with Kalashnikov, AK-47, and nobody's arresting them. But they are busy arresting Biafrans, just demonstrating only with placards and flags. Not only arresting Biafrans, but they are also killing them in hundreds, in thousands, and allowing Fulani herdsmen, killing people. It is unbelievable. Please, the governors of Southeast and South should wake up from their slumber and arrest this situation before it goes off. We have suffered enough in that area. Enough of these Fulani herdsmen. Enough of them. And our youths, those who are still remaining in Biafra land, should gather together, do something about these people. Don't allow these people to kill them, to kill people like what they did in Agatu or somewhere in Benue State. This thing is unbearable. We cannot allow these people to continue killing people. They will come with their cows, destroy farmlands, kill our people, rape our women, and nobody is arresting them. The governors are not arresting them. They are afraid of what Buhari is going to do. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Fulani herdsmen, they have destroyed everywhere in Middle Belt, from Taraba State to Plateau State to Benue State to Nile, everywhere these people have. And they are not even, it's not about crops. Capture the whole land for themselves. They just want to capture the whole land. People should wake up. People, even in Middle Belt or what they call themselves, they should wake up and defend themselves, because the government is not ready to defend them. So they have to stand up and defend themselves. Thank you, my deputy.
Yes, it appears accidentally that line is cut off. Next caller on Skype, can you hear me? He's not talking. That is the problem. I will take another call. Caller on phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, my deputy director.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Osando Anosike. I'm calling from Mugwacha, Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much.
My deputy director, I want to commend you for the good work you are doing for Biafrans. And also, I want to commend all IPOB members all over the world. I want to react to the story, headline yesterday that says that Fayose was, supporting the IPOB members. And he told the Purify the way it is. My deputy director, I want to thank that man, and I want to say that God will continue to bless him.
Yes, sir.
And I also want to advise all our governors from the Southeast here. I want to advise them that they should emulate from Fayose, the governor of Ekiti State. He said it the way it is. He told the Purify the way it is. So let all these other governors here emulate Fayose. And I want to also advise our brothers. I want to tell them to remain resolute. The walls of Jericho shattered down. The walls of Jericho break into pieces. The people did not use a hammer or gone to break the walls of Jericho. But it was through shouting and praises that they bring down the walls of Jericho. And I want to say that the zoo is swollen through our protests, through the protests we are doing here. The zoo has already started collapsing. I want to tell my brothers to remain resolute, that we cannot redo with the protest. The protest is the strength of the struggle that we are doing. So I want to say that Chukwuoke Abiama will continue to bless you and continue to bless us all until we get to the end of this struggle that we are struggling. May Chukwuoke Abiama bless you in the name of Jehovah Yeshua.
Hello. Yeah, my name is Sergio. I am from Agulé, but I'm calling you right now from Araba in Abia State. One thing I want to make very, very clear and categorically this evening is that so many of these people that you people are thinking that are Biafran, they are not Biafran, and nobody should. It's an insult to the IPOB membership that you can call somebody like Ateke Tom. Ateke Tom has nothing to do with Biafra. And we don't need somebody like him. He has not contributed anything to this. And we don't want him. His presence is not needed. People should stop. If a thief comes up to say something, they will become afraid that Ateke Tom said that the rivers are not in support of Biafra. Ateke Tom is a nobody. He has nothing. There is nothing linking Ateke Tom to this struggle. And Ateke Tom is a nobody. He's just a thief. Nobody recognized Ateke Tom. Ateke Tom is just a fool. Nobody knows him. You understand? He's just a hoodlum. People are just becoming afraid because of Ateke Tom. Ateke Tom said that the River State doesn't belong to Biafra. Why I'm saying so before is because so many people are just, some youths are very, very cowardice. They don't like it when they hear from one of those people that they think that they are pronounced. They become afraid. Why I'm saying this thing is because Akeke Tom is nobody. He made that thing when our leader Nnamdi Kanu was on this thing. He made that comment, but people started defending him. I know that Akeke Tom said something like that because he's a coward. All those of them, even these Eastern governors, those of them, they are all cowards. They don't want to talk. Every blessed day, you know how many people that these people kill on daily basis. No, we are not safe in this our land. Nobody is safe. If the police did not kill you, accident will kill you. Because bad roads. If accident did not kill you, you will stay on your own. It's a human being that there is no money. People are turning into thieves and even deceiving. They are harvesting organs to sell and make money so that they will be able to eat. That we are not safe in this land. If you run away from those people, outside Fulani people, Fulani will go to the village and start destroying the crops that we live on. And when you put all these things into condition, nobody is saying anything about it. I am very, very angry because of this, because all these governors, we people should know that these people that you are letting, you just let them to go and kill you eventually. They will still kill you, those people that I think you are going to elect. They are the people that are killing you. When they come for this nonsense and useless vote, nobody should go there. And look at it, they are killing people in different states just because of election. Ordinary election, they are killing people. Those people you are killing, they are the people that are voting for you, and you are killing them. Why are you killing them? Those people that are, who are you going to lead if you kill all of them? And when you talk about, I am very, very angry when people start talking about Willow, they are not.
Very much. Next caller, can you hear me? I am not understanding it. The lines are not stable. I will try and see what happens. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good evening, my computer.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Can you turn the radio off or move away from it, please? It's disturbing.
No, I have already done that.
Thank you.
Immediately, if my call, I turn the radio down.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Chibiko Wadibu. I'm a regular caller. I'm calling from Obosi, Anambra.
Right, Chibiko, welcome to the program.
Thank you, my deputy director. I want to make one announcement.
Go ahead, please.
Please, my people, whenever you want to call, immediately our deputy director, Chibiko, call. Turn your system down. Because if you leave it like that, you will not, the thing will start to echo. So please, let us be mature enough, because we are people that have knowledge. So immediately you check your call, turn your system down. So, and they listen by the phone, not by the radio, because you have some few seconds left. That is the announcement I want to make. First of all, the only word animal understand very well is violence. I think you know that, my deputy director.
Yes, I'm listening.
The only word that animal understands very well is violence. So, the only word that I will start Fulani Alamajiri understand is violence, because they're animals. They are not a civilized people. They're animals. I don't know. I can't blame God for creating people like that. I don't know the reason that God created monster like Awusa Fulani Alamajiri. You see, our forefathers was in their own about 500 and something years, worshipping God in their own way. Until Britain, because of their selfishness, amalgamated us with animals. Our forefathers are living in peace, and the God keeping sustaining their years. Some of them live like 150 something years. You see, healthy and a strong body. But today, look at what is happening. Nobody is crossing about 40 years. Anybody who lives up to 60 years, people will start to praise that very person. For that very time, our forefathers are living about 150 something years, and the God is blessing them, blessing our land, until Peter, come and put us into this evil marriage. But I know God Almighty is going to liberate us on this third time. Go to me, or Chibike Amechi. The evil man, the monster that is in Ugocha, says that if a militant is detained, that the terrorist Boko Haram will be also paid. In fact, that man is a monster. That man is an evil. How can a reasonable human being be say that a terrorist will be paid? Have you heard that kind of thing in the whole world? In fact, you can mention, you don't deserve to be a human being. You deserve to die by saying that terrorists will be paid because of the people that are fighting for their rights, that will be paid. You can mention the devil. That man that called our director in a system broadcasting, I don't know, because the man to me that if our director didn't correct a drive as it was written, that he's going to follow our director. So I don't know whether that very man is a member of ITAP right now. I hope that very man is hearing my voice. Now you can see that my director is a man sent by God. Instead of my director, we collect drive and take his people. He's ready to die. So, because our people, So, now, some people will stay by the side watching if Biafra is going to come. And then, when Biafra is about to settle, you see all of them jumping in from window, from right, from left, from jumping in. So when those people that suffer, put their own money, put their time, put everything they have so that Biafra will come, when they are receiving their reward, you see they will be outside, see, and go sitting and say, see now, the discrimination have come. They have given these people work. They didn't give us work. But when those people are suffering, putting their money so that Jaffa will come, because of your anxiety, doubting someone, you think that Jaffa is not going to come. So this is time to support Jaffa right now in any angle that you can support, so that their name will be written. So that when Jaffa comes, you will be followed. To suffer, to enjoy. Because if you think that Jaffa is not going to come, you are dreaming. Jaffa is going to come very soon. So, somebody, the terrorist, somebody called yesterday and said that he didn't want to be the member of ITAP because of he didn't want to die. Shame to you. You want to remain in slavery forever and ever. You want to remain in slavery. It's better for you to die than to be in slavery. That is what I want to say that very brother called yesterday. Look at David. David is a small boy. When Goliath is terrorizing Israel, nobody have courage to go and fight Goliath. All of them is afraid. They think keep courage. And as a small boy as he keep courage. He don't think of dying. Even though if he dies, he will take his life. But he keep courage. And they go and fight Goliath. And they kill Goliath. And the children of Israel have. Oh, you are afraid of death. You are a coward. As myself is now, I'm ready to die so that others will live. So I'm ready to die. So that all that believe. So because on Head Bridge, on 17th of December, I've already been a dead man. But as God may count, I'm alive. So because God knew that I have many things to work for him. So So if you are afraid, you are a coward. You want to make the saving of outer forever and ever fight. Be your own slavery, your children will continue where you stop. Until your generation, God forbid, it's not going to happen. This is the time. Any way that outer wants it, it is given to them. Not in violence, not in any way. So my problem now is that I need war. I need war. May we fight war this time around. May we fight this once and for all. Any people that remain, may they live like a normal human being. That is what I believe. After Bible says that if they pointed to a man to die once, after death, judgment follows. Something like life without freedom. Life without freedom is a useless. So the terrorists have started to meet terrorists, Muhammad Buhari, people find the third rapist, have started to promote the MP-26 again. They are telling them that you're going to do this. Going to do this. You know, the Nigeria news is if you hear it in radio and television, we start to jump in. This man is trying. But as time goes up, you know that government is a fool. You don't have any vision. So you call Nigeria. People are suffering. People are suffering right now. A cup of rice is 100 naira. A bag of rice is 15,000 naira. When Jonathan is in power, how much is a bag of rice? 7,500. How much is it? How much is the price of fuel? 97 naira. But how much is the price of fuel? 150 naira in the zoo. So what I'm saying is this devil is in the power. So my fellow Jaffas, let us unite together. United in stand, divided in food. Obasanjo the gorilla, shame to you. That man is a criminal. Obasanjo is a criminal. All the money that he recovered from Abacha, he pack all of them and they be the rich man today. Obasanjo the gorilla, gorilla in a human form, shame to you. God will punish you and your family. And Deputy Director, thank you very much for your good work. Good night, my brother. Good night.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. Caller on Skype, can you hear me? He's not talking. We take another caller from the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening, Mazi, my deputy.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, my name is Nnamdi Chukwuma. So I'm a native of Umuahia, but I'm calling you from Umbo.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to speak on the issue of this Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, all these Fulani Katoriara. One thing our people should understand, I'm a native of Umuahia. We fought with this Hausa Fulani around 1991. We chased them out of our land. So our people should understand this. Before you chase Hausa Fulani out of your land, you must be able to, you must have the heart to kill even your father, because Hausa Fulani, they cannot come into your land without your fathers, those eagles and the chiefs, collecting money from them. So as we did our own, we first deal with those people that are collecting money from the Hausa Fulanis before we face them. So they will go to their elders, those men, those Igwes that are collecting money from the Hausa Fulani, deal with them, then the Hausa Fulani will run away. That is what I want to say. And secondly, William Biano is telling people that he have chased the criminals away from Anambra. Yes, Willow Biano have chased the chicken pockets from Opi Weka, and they saw his own official picking pockets. If you go to Opi Weka at that old tracker's office, you see his men, policemen, officially collecting money from bus drivers, writing their names in 40 leaves. One of them, I pick his number. His number is 4503. His name is Efiang Basi. They are there collecting money from people, looting people. But their mass out there not said that he has chased them, chased the whole criminals away, and they saw his own official criminals. Mazimefo, I thank you for what you are doing for with their fans. May God bless you and bless your family. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? That is the problem with it. And we take next caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No time for this. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Call on phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Okay, my name is Igor Zian Wang Kwang, and I'm calling from Amisha, FIA.
Thank you, go ahead.
Deputy Director, I want to offer some prayers to God.
Yes, go ahead.
But before then, I want to thank you for your good work. I want to thank you for all the effort, for everything you're doing. I say, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
You say, bless you too. Bless you. Go ahead.
Our Heavenly Father, I want to give you the praise and glory for your love. I want to worship you, the Almighty and the Eternal King of Glory, for your love unto your people, the people of Biafra. Tonight, I have come to offer prayers unto you because you are the Lord that answered our prayers. Lord, you said we should call upon you and you will answer us and show us the wonderful and marvelous things that we know nothing about. Lord, I call upon you this day, O Lord, asking you, my Father, you said that whatsoever we ask, it shall be given unto us. I am presenting, O God, this the case of your people, the people of Biafra, on today. I ask, O God, that you manifest your glory. Show the world that you are the Lord. Show the world, O God, my Father, that with God all things are possible. Lord, I pray that you make impossibilities to be possible. Lord, prove to the world that, O God, you are the Almighty God, by bringing, O God, the restoration of Biafra. Lord, even your servant Nnamdi Kanu, I lift unto you. All the people, Lord, that you are using in this very struggle, I commit into thy care. Lord, I pray that you will protect and guide them by your mighty power. Lord, remember what your word says. Your word says that you are able to keep that is committed unto thee. Daddy, I commit this very, O God, restoration of Biafra unto you. I ask, O God, my Father, that you prove yourself by restoring Biafra. Remember what your word says. You say that surely they shall gather, but because their gathering is not of you, that they will scatter. Lord, every gathering of the enemy against your people, in the secret, in the physical, I pray, Lord, may they scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, remember what your word says, Lord. Father, in the scripture, there was a man called Ahithophel. A day came that he, O God, he rose against your servant David.
And your servant made a simple prayer and said, oh God, let the counsel of Ahithophel turn to foolishness. The same way I am praying tonight that the counsel of the enemy, oh God, against the people of Biafra shall turn to foolishness. Remember your word, oh God, you said, my father, that you disappointed the devices of the crafty so that their hands will never perform their enterprise. All the plans of the wicked, all the plans of the saboteur, sabotaging the old God restoration of Biafra, I pray may they be disappointed in the name of Jesus Christ. I call upon the old God, remember your word again. My father, you said, oh God, that they shall speak their word, it will never stand. They shall decree a thing and it will never come to pass. Therefore, Lord, whatever they must have spoken in the secret, in the physical, I pray that all their words, oh God, shall be counseled, it will never stand against your people. I ask that you prove yourself faithful, Lord, that the world may know that there is God in the land of Biafra. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Lord, I pray that witness, O God, the court is going to hold. My Father, may the counsel of the enemies be scattered. Lord, may their plans, O God, be thwarted. Lord, may their operation, their secret meetings, O God, be disagreed. Let there be a disagreement among them. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. I ask that you arise and fight our battle. Prove, O God, that you are the living God. And let your name alone be glorified. Thank you because you have answered this prayer. For I pray with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My brother, Deputy Director, I say may God bless you. I'm from Abatete. I'm from Sofa Abatete in the Biafra land. God bless. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ochie. Ndewo. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are live. We are direct. God Almighty is in charge. We are moving forward. The next caller on the phone can hear me. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Director, my name is Faide Ibe. I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And continuity of the prayer which our brother just said, I also pray that God will destroy all the meeting, all the plan against IPOD. I also pray that any plan against our director, Nnamdi Kanu, will be destroyed and be frustrated by God. I also pray that God will bring helping hand for this IPOB, Biafra restoration, that God will destroy our enemies. I also pray that God will destroy the plan of BSS and the plan of the army of the zoo against the people of Biafra. And today I also pray that all their plans will be frustrated by the end, that the zoo Nigeria will fall. Deputy Director, I want to talk to my people in my own dialect. I'm from Umba.
Yes, first of all, about I say amen to your prayers. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. Adam Ijo Hira, that police, Ndeli Lim, Nana Lamba, Omona, New York, Ndiwan, 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 support for him, but Diaspora. Diaspora, Ndiwan, ọdị mmadụ ọbụla nnọta awa a nwere ike ịhapụ ọkwa ọrụ nne onye ọzọ agagharị ya. Dịka ọrụla amalitela gboo ugbu a, onye ọbụla agawarala ọkwa ọrụ ga-achọ ịrụ ọrụ. Gịdị nwe onye ọzọ anọchi nye ọ ji abụ ewu mma. Taa awa na ndị Awụsa adịala obodo anyị na-emesite niile mmasịrị nwoke. Na-egbu ụmụnna anyị, na-eji nna ma ụdị atakasị ha anyị nkụrụ n'ime ọrụ. A
achọm ta onu niile nlite anụ ka anyị sọpọtụ ọnụ maka restoration of Biafra. Ejikwa m ohere ada akpọlite ndị bishọp niile, ndị isi ụlọ ụka niile, ndị isi otu ekpere niile, tonu mbilie nọ na-akpọtụnụ na-ekpere nụ Chineke ka Biafra mbịa, ka ha nnọlagbu nnọlaka dị n'ahakwa mmega n'obodo anyị, ndị Abia steeti, ndị Imo steeti, biko bilienụ ka anyị nyere Daretọ Nnamdi Kanu aka, onye Chineke lakpọpụtara igwelata Biafra ka o metuo ihe ọ chọrọ ime. Ekele m unu, Daretọ, Deputy Daretọ, I thank you. Continue your work. God will bless you.
Amen. Bless you too, and may God bless you and family of IPOB around the world. Thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We will be ending this program in no time. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
I can hear you, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Biafra. All of us are freedom. I use this opportunity to greet each and every one of us. No matter where you are, in the north, in the south, in the west, in the east, I need this opportunity to greet each and every one of us. My name is Steven Egelemu Zotefonya, a regular caller in Radio Biafra. I'm from New York, Exchange Kingdom, in the local government area of Imo State. But I'm calling now, right now, from Ibadan, who they call. Yeah, so I want to use this opportunity once again to thank my Evo brother, Kanu Takanu, who I met at Federal High Court on 7th March in our court today. He's the one that appointed me to enter when I told him that I came from all the way from Ibadan, from Port Harcourt, to participate in this court case. And the DSS, we are more than 30 there. DSS now issued that you should select only 10 people. So I'm privileged to be among the 10 first people who entered the court. And at the same time, I used the opportunity to thank Chukwu Adama for him to allow me to see his begotten son, Director Nnamdi Kanu. At least it's a privilege for me, even to, when I said I'm hearing from him, and he also allowed me to see him in my last time. I see my director, I touch him one-on-one, I took picture with him. It's a very privilege to me. Chukwu Adama, thank you very much. Because I've been hearing his voice, I was saying, when will I see this man of God? Is it Joshua or Atan? I really know that God really sent our director for this movement. I know, and it must come to pass in Chukwu Adama name, I pray.
So, thank you.
I want to use this opportunity again to thank our brother, David Mark Nyago, who spoke from Israel. Since I was born, I don't know the relationship I have with Israel. Only God has known. In my heart, I'm always ready to fight for Israel. Even if the whole world is against Israel today, even if the world wants to fight Israel, we in Biafra land will always have it in mind. I was just born, I don't know. But when I heard Israel, I know that they are my people. And we are ready to fight for them. And the whole world knows that we are from Israel. They are our brother, flesh and blood. So I'm using this opportunity to tell all the Israelis, let them come to our aid. Let them support us. We are the only people who can defend them at any time. Even if we get independence today, anytime Israel has problems, we will take aid from here. Even me myself, I have told my son that anytime, even if I'm not alive, whenever he goes, let them defend Biafra and defend Israel. We are one people. At the same time, again, I want to thank Chukwu Adama, who have made it possible for our mother. I also saw him on the court case. I also saw her meet to say. I also saw her, the mother who gave us his son, Chukwu Adama, blessed mommy for us. He's the mother of Biafra. and at the same time, the wife and the children, and all the orphans all over the world. God bless us, each and every one of us. In Kipa Biaman, I pray. Amen.
Thank you very much.
My deputy director, there was a radio station, you know, here in Port Harcourt here, who always propagate for Biafra, who always bombard them. The attack is 2 months on us. They are throwing on media. There was a radio station, all the radio stations, they are against Biafra, but we always push ahead. Whenever they bring a newspaper, we bombard them. What like today, they were talking about in a long lesson, they were talking about the federal government vow to bring the people who see the son or a copper during the election to justice. When they bring that news headline, we now start bombarding them because me myself I spoke 3 times there. I told them that the federal government who sees our copper in the north, who kill our people, who massacred our people, the same Buhari, he is the same man who incites people to kill, is advised to kill our copper. 11 copper was killed, and was meant to be out of there. Even my wife is even involved. They wanted to hurt my wife and my newborn baby. They got a baby of a boy. I put them tomorrow, let them come back to him. The example who is supposed to last in just a day, because when you move the money from the duty, you get on the next day, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning. When you move it, 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock from the duty, you get on the next day, 7 o'clock in the morning. But they lasted 2 days on their way coming back, because they are not rich. When they move from the duty, they block them at the Amazon. They were told at the Mazirot that the first of our character. They told all the wind cream and the batteries, many people were injured. They are told to combat both guns and they have never issued a gun. They were told them. And when all this is happening, there are no police on the street for complete 6 hours. No one has said that they do not agree. The same place where Jonathan went and was playing and left the place. Buhari was to shout, no, he did not agree that the people should go and have faith. They start all the northern states, at least the state of the north, they start killing our people. They massacred 11 of us. They got 1 of our people too. On the top floor, people who come to South, the so-called, the country, their country, they call Nigeria to do. They massacre them in their cold blood. People who are working for the country, they kill them. But today, they kill one copper and people that, and they tell us, the same Buhari who decides to kill our people, also vow that he will bring the killer to justice. Why is justice there? Today, they are talking about killing our copper. But he decides to kill more than 200 Yafra in the north because of the law election 2011. And the whole world kept fired. The British who is in support of Buhari, they kept fired. But today they are propagating, they are shouting, they will bring the killers to justice. I said, what has they done to Buhari in there? So here in Iwata, we are following them. I'm telling you. You need to see, I'm recording some conversation we are having, whenever they are having their conversation, I'm following them all. We are recording what they are saying. So, I was calling you, Donald, today, yesterday, around for you are not speaking, and I even sent message so that I'm a Kenyan woman for you, because I need to call you, I need to tell you one or two things.
That's fine. I don't know. Are you sure I saved your number?
I think you have not done that. That is reason because I
yeah. So I wouldn't know who is calling.
Yeah. And at the same time, the party, our brother party, who is coming from Afaribo. It's our member. It's a hardcore Biafran man. It's in our unit. You must come close to.
Yes. What is your first name again? What is your first name again? Because.
Ekene Owozo.
Okay.
My first name is Ekene.
All right. Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
That's fine. Go ahead.
really congratulate Party Party. It's one of us. It's in our unit. We are progressing so much. So I also congratulate Barista Imam Melu. Please let them be coming on air. Our COC, our Onyonyo himself, please let them be coming on air. They are energizing us. They are giving us the vote. And our brother commissioner, we are expecting more you people to come and support us on air and give us courage. And we are getting confidence when we will our senior brother's voice on radio. Because the world will be afraid, they will perspire of us. They'll be afraid, even the two steps they are taking. The people are taking very easy to collapse last year. And we will match it and go ahead with our Japa. They are afraid of Japa. Even on radio, when you get some Japa, they call it up. They are all afraid. I don't know what it is. I always ask a question. They say that sometimes they will allow me to talk. I ask them, what is it that if someone mentioned Japa, these people become afraid. But some people who are about LGBT, for everything they want, they will allow them. If you talk about LGBT, they talk about Japa, they talk about what they are afraid of. They are afraid of Buhari, ordinary Buhari. I grew up in the north, in Maiduguri. I can speak Hausa. But all those things are not relevant to me. I can see Kanuri very well. I can see Kauta and Buhari himself. Even in the north, I have some friends there. When they are telling me, I should come and join them, people, I say, you people are killing innocent people. My problem with you people is that you are going for the government alone. That is my dream. Since I was born, I hate Nigeria as a pastor. Director making Nigeria is not living in Arabic in rich land. Because I even went to Kujeko City Director, these people are speaking out that some place that's supposed to be secular, they are speaking English that everybody will hear. But these people are speaking out that in the prison, they talk in what I'm there, they speak out that. To say that they don't measure everything, when I get to body camp today, they are sitting outside in the same body camp. Yeah, we have all that crack, but they need our in the Netherlands way. They need our I was in prison when we are waiting for them to call us. They are sitting outside man came with important persons. They do not touch him. You not ask them how many are, they don't even know that I'm hearing what they're saying. He asked them the water, how many are in the gate, so that he will die them one, so that they will not start the second system. They just allow the man to enter, they not start him. But with them, they already set up more than 3 places, they start up. They start everything about us before we can access the director. Me and our brother, what is that in here? Who is this in the I don't even know what is the problem with these people. Please, the world should be here. Should be here us now that you are crying. What are tomorrow that? Because you are ready to die. You are ready to die to get Jaffa. Jaffa, when I want to travel, this is my wife, my wife and my niece, my children are crying. Even my father and my mother, they are crying. But I said, I have made up my mind. If I am going to be here to see the rest of the team, it's so easy. I want to be caught if I stand there, anyone at any at 7 o'clock, I told them that nothing will happen to me. I know I'm going for something that God or them, nothing will happen to me. I went there and I came back, safe and sound, nothing happened to me. Even the mother and friend, I get the mother. Even when I have never done Jaffa, things are not doing well to me. But now, God is blessing me day and night. You people need to respect for Jaffa, you will get it double on double. So, you people should keep in supporting Jaffa in any way you can do, in anything, in any platform you can do. Thank you very much. My service is up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra presentation. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not listening. The next caller on the phone can hear me. Please, can you turn the radio off? Thank you. Yes, hello. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I've been trying to call teacher Uribe and Uribe to be as well. My name is Uribe. For some certain reason, I will not mention my family. And I'm a member of IPOC here.
in the zoo in Lagos.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, my comment this evening is to thank you people and all the principal officers on behalf of the efforts that you guys are doing for us, and we thank you for the solidarity and Emmanuel and COT and Victor Mawan again and the video game, we all commend you guys for your great work. Thank you so much, and God will continue to keep you people. You know, I lean on you not so much, and I know how to play very well. I want the world to listen to me carefully, because British is the architect of evil. British is the empire of Lucifer. I hope they are listening tonight. If not British, the House of Lords will not be able to do anything to us. They are not up to us, because my brother was doing that when he did not in the early 1970s. And we told him so many things about the North. Now, in those days, not we are worshipping them. They leave them as God because they are brilliant. He was one of the mechanics in the North that taught them how to repair vehicles. Eventually, he became the transporter. And he was a victim of the war. But after the war, with the troops, after the war, he lived on the camp. You know, he was sort of the approach to the war. But one thing I want Biafran to know tonight is this. Without British, we will not be in this position, we will not be in this mess. British is the aspect of our progress. British is the one that is why you have the BBC in the mess. In other Africans, ethnic languages, there are no other ethnic languages that have access to BBC except Hausa. Because you know they can manipulate the Hausa and use the Hausa very well. That is why they are using the Hausa to override us, to push us into the tight corner. British, in fact, British are Lucifer's agents. I was talking to one of my friends. Why is it that so many countries in Europe that are even not up to 6 million? Finland is 6 million population as of 2010. And we, the Africans that are more than 14 million, we are still under occupation. Using Bob is an example. So many other countries that are in Europe, they are independent. Is it because they are white? And we have been advocating for our freedom for how many years, how many months now? They have been killing us, they massacre us in our cold blood, and no one is talking. Because British and America are the head of the UN. That is why you see them killing planets. Even not for British, that is why my anger always is on British. Even not for British, I was in the North, I know the Northerners very well, I keep Canada very well. I know what they can do, and these people are weaker than they do like animals. And when anything comes up, according to their religion, you, their best friend, is the first target. They will try to kill you because they believe when they kill you, they will receive reward from their Allah, so-called Allah. And we are them are not the same thing. The world, you know, British, if you commit a crime in British, where you are worship, you will be prosecuted. But in Nigeria, Nigeria is a honest context. Nigerian government is being run by capitalists, as you said. Employment in Nigeria is being by who you know. It's not a merit. If not, why would somebody like Fashala, who studies law, will be a minister of power? So what I'm telling you, what my point to this point is that our people should be more, you know, our decision should focus on more on British, I'm telling you. Because if not the British, I don't think they have a plan. They don't have brain, they don't have sense. Or their brain is just to kill and massacre, that is all, with the instruction of the British. So thank you, Tenez. I believe tomorrow I will call back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, and God bless. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? Thank you, too. Next caller, can you hear me? Unbelievable. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are inching closer to ending this program, and we'll be back in a minute. So this is Radio Biafra live presentation, and it is at this juncture that we'll be ending this program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have come together, to have rubbed minds together. It is time to go. We continue to ask Him to renew us, to continue to revive us, to continue to restore us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Not forgetting our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. God Almighty, Chukwokike Abiyama, do not forget Him. Continue to envelop Him with Thy silence, with Thy presence, with Thy silent love that He will never lack, both spiritually and physically. Fight against those who fight against Him. Continue to indeed incapacitate the enemies. Continue to set confusion into their midst, that they will never succeed in their evil plots. From me, from here, this is your sincerely, UCHMFO, at this particular point in time, sign off. Thank you very much. Good night and God bless.
And sit on the microphone, and I have this song for you and for the world to hear. And this song is a freedom song, and doing it for the world to hear and to know about what we want in my country.
son, Biafra. From our sleep and stand to our feet and seriously say it's time to go home.